You're welcome. Since you want to apply the pyramid of learning to studying English alone, here are practical strategies that align with the most effective learning methods from the pyramid. One, teach someone else, highest retention, self-teaching and explaining. Even if you don't have a student, you can simulate teaching in these ways. Record yourself explaining concepts. Choose a grammar rule, a vocabulary list, or a cultural topic and explain it as if you were teaching a beginner. Recording helps you reflect on your clarity and pronunciation. Write explanations in a journal or blog. Try writing short articles on language topics you've learned. For example, explain the difference between present perfect and past simple as if teaching someone. Use an AI partner, like me. You can teach me what you've learned, and I can give feedback on your explanation. Two, simulate real-life experience, shadowing and role-playing. Since real-life interaction is limited, simulate conversations to make learning more active. Shadowing practice. Listen to native speakers, e.g., YouTube, podcasts, movies, and repeat exactly what they say, imitating their pronunciation, rhythm, and intonation. Role-playing different scenarios. Act out conversations in different situations, like ordering food, job interviews, or casual chats. You can write out dialogues and practice them aloud. Talk to yourself in English. Narrate your daily activities in English or have imaginary discussions to train fluency. #3, active engagement, writing, speaking, and presenting. Use active production rather than passive learning. Give yourself speaking challenges. Pick a topic and record a two-minute speech. Try to make it longer each time. Write short essays or stories. Writing forces you to organize thoughts clearly. You can then rewrite them in a more advanced way to improve fluency. Perform a daily summary. At the end of the day, summarize what you did in English, either by writing or speaking aloud. Design and perform presentations. Advance speaking and writing practice. Create mini presentations. Pick a topic, e.g., a book, current events, or a language rule, and present it aloud as if giving a lecture. Join online forums and answer questions. Platforms like Reddit, Quora, or language exchange sites allow you to practice writing in a way that mimics real communication. Make a personal learning plan. Design your own language learning schedule with specific goals and activities to keep your progress structured. 5. Do the real thing. Engage with real-world English. Even if you're not in an English-speaking country, you can immerse yourself in authentic materials. Engage in online communities. Join English-speaking Discord servers, Facebook groups, or forums where discussions happen in English. Watch and analyze English media. Instead of just watching, pause and repeat key phrases, take notes on vocabulary, and try to summarize the content afterward. Use language exchange apps. Platforms like HelloTalk, Tandem, or Speaky let you chat with native speakers or other learners. Final tip: combine these methods. The more active you are, the better you'll retain what you learn. Try rotating activities to keep learning engaging. Would you like me to help you create a weekly plan based on these techniques?